With today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and in Namibia, it is the most diagnosed cancer. Cancer Association of Namibia CEO Rolf Hansen says that through a partnership with the Ministry of Health, breast clinics have been set up in several towns across the country.
Breast cancer is a serious concern in our country. It is by numbers the most diagnosed cancer in our country, and unfortunately, it is one of those cancers that is diagnosed way too late. Usually, we talk about prevention is better than cure, early detection saves lives. When it comes to breast cancer in Namibia, we very often in the state system especially see advanced and metastatic disease.
Namibia has the highest incidence of breast cancer in Southern Africa. Nampol Commissioner Naftal Lungameni Sakaria on Wednesday announced the opening of a case under the Communications Act after compromising photos and videos of a 31-year-old woman were shared on social media without her consent and as an act of revenge. A 33-year-old suspect has been arrested. Sakaria urged the public, especially young people, to be cautious of the legal consequences and repercussions when posting online.
People must be careful. Must be careful when using social media, especially young people who seems to find a lot of excitement in such unlawful activities. First, to be careful about the provisions of the law, criminal and which may extend to civil. You can be sued. The consequences of your action, you must be accountable for what you are posting.
The South African government is facing a diplomatic conflict with Taiwan, demanding its office in Pretoria be moved by the end of October under pressure from China. Daily Maverick reports that Taiwan is resisting and threatens retaliation, including suspending educational exchanges, tightening visa policies for South Africans, and demanding SA relocate its office from Taipei. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar does not mean the end of the war in Gaza.
To the people of Gaza, this war can end tomorrow. It can end if Hamas lays down its arms and returns our hostages. Hamas is holding 101 hostages in Gaza who are citizens of 23 countries. Israel is committed to doing everything in our power to bring all of them home.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.